B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
Are you coming to beef face with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
It's time for sound off. Some news just happened that Joe Brady, that offensive coordinator for LSU, is going.
He was technically passing game coordinator.
He was supposed to be the wizard, the next flavor, and they gave him an extension to LSU. Matt Rhule pried him away from LSU. I guess they won a national championship. There's nothing more to look forward to. You might as well go to pros. So he's going to be Rhule's offense coordinator.
Yep.
At Carolina.
Yep.
How about that? Matt Rhule's got. He's the golden boy right now, man.
And the owner must have paid him big. So not only did they pay Rhule a fortune, he's paying his offensive coordinator a fortune, too.
All right. Sound off 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up. We have a message. Let's go.
Every so often, a player comes along in any sport, and he's supremely talented, and he looks like he's going to be a world beater, and he doesn't live up to his potential. Ben Simmons is who he is at this point. He should be entering his prime, and instead, he looks like he's taking a step back. He's fine with how he is. His body isn't filling out the way I thought it would. He is who he is, guys.
Nothing wrong with his body. He's still only 23, and I refuse to believe that he is what he is.
Sixers lost again. And you know something? I don't want to see no more highlights this summer of Ben Simmons shooting in the gym. That was clearly just
for show.
I don't know what he's trying to prove, but he ain't doing it now. And I don't want to hear it no more.
Well, you should listen to me when it was happening. I said, pay it no mind, is what I said.
Yeah, you were right about that.
Thank you.
This was always a process. Every lazy attempt for a loose ball, every failure to take advantage of a small guy in the post, every contested shot, it counts. Every turnover in a key moment, it takes all of us. All lazy passes, all turnovers, all wide open threes we let them shoot, all together, Philly Unite.
Oh, spoof on the Brett Brown process commercial.
That's a nice job by Dylan finding the music.
Yeah.
Dylan did that.
That is pretty good.
I've been watching since the process started, and they're so good, but something's not right. And it's a bum deal that the coach is going to be the one that's blamed, but you can't do anything else. You can't drop Embiid. You can't drop Simmons. There's too much potential. Unrealized. They've got their flaws, but on the court, there's too much not to blame the coach.
Well, we're probably headed to that point. You know, the playoffs will determine the fate of Mr. Brown, most likely.
MLB brought the hammer down on the Houston Astros and absolutely set an example for what should happen if you're caught cheating. So why can't the Roger Goodell puppet do that to the Patriots who've been caught multiple times over a two-decade period?
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, Tyrone, because there's a little situation here. You know, that didn't come to light. There had to be a snitch before that came to light. Now, I know you were like, I hate that cheating. I should have got punished. Well, what about the dude, the ex-player that brought it up? Is that a snitch?
That's a big-time snitch.
That's a big-time snitch. Well, you can't like both, then.
Don't like the snitch.
Well, but there was the greater good, according to you. You can't be cheating in baseball like that. You hate that. You're glad you used to got punished. But what about the snitch part of it?
Yeah, but was he part of it? You see,
he's the one that brought it to light.
Was he a part of the cheating? If you're part of the cheating, you can't tell.
He was on the team.
Then he's a problem. He's out.
And then we're back to square one. Yeah, cheating scandal comes up. It wasn't for the snitch.
He's bad.
It's like a whistleblower. You got a problem with a whistleblower?
No, I'm for a whistleblower.
And we'll get more into this tomorrow.
I don't give a what Ben Simmons does against hapless teams in the NBA. Until he shoots a jump shot, I'm over him. I'm done with it. I don't care anymore about Ben Simmons. It's a detriment and a liability to the offense on the team.
I'm done. I'm over it. Wait, they beat Toronto in the first round of the playoffs? I'm back in.
to everybody that's calling talking about Simmons should not be a one. That steal from Malcolm Brogdon, where he throws it 20 feet in front of him, and he can catch it before the guard and the Pacers does because he's so quick and agile. He throws it with his left hand 25 feet ahead of him, runs past the Pacers player, picks it up with his right hand, and he games it home two-handed. And you're telling me he can't play point? You're crazy. There's something wrong with the Philadelphia fit.
Yeah. This notion that he'd be better off at another spot is ridiculous.
How can you be a starting guard in the NBA and go through a whole fourth quarter and not score a damn point? Not even get to the line. Come on!
I don't know. I have any more answers. Is that the last one? Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
Oh, man, what a day. That was Sound Off. 610-771-9705 for future reference. Stay tuned because Devon Gibbons will come in and do the show after this. And on NBC Sports Philadelphia, stay tuned for Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Sixers play tomorrow. We'll be talking more about it tomorrow. Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.